Let's bring Shane in here, who wants to talk about last night. Hey, Shane, are you there?
Howdy. I guess morning. How is everybody?
Good, buddy.
Chris, good. How are you?
Man, I'm good. Ready for the Hogs to take care of, hopefully take care of business at, 220? So, go Hogs, go Coach Anderson. I hope they're viewing this as a home game away from home rather than a neutral court, so we'll have a better chance. But I had a chance to meet Coach Bielema, and I actually asked him a question last night at the Swing County Touchdown Club. And I wanted to give you guys a question and his response to kind of see what your thoughts were, okay? Mm-hmm. I asked him, first and foremost, I said, thanks for coming, and, you know, we love you as head coach. But I said, you had to know, if you didn't, you do now, that you're dealing with a less-than-patient fan base. He chuckled, because obviously that's true. And I asked him if, in any way, as head coach, did his strategy change to get the fans on board after a 3-9 season? I even went on to say, when I say your strategy, I mean it's in forms of recruiting, in the forms of maybe hitting JUCOs more, maybe getting kids out there that can contribute. In any way at all, do you feel that? Does that change the way you approach it? His answer was, absolutely not. I care nothing about appeasing the fans. Maybe shame on me for saying appeasing the fans, but I kind of thought that it was common knowledge that appeasing the fans would be winning. Am I wrong in thinking that, you guys think? Or was that just a quick way to avoid a question he can't answer?
All I can say is, if I'm him, I may have taken that as, am I going to tweak my style of play, or am I going to do anything different from what I believe in order to either get better short-term success or to maybe do something that's going to be a little more pleasing to the eye immediately? You know, you can't change the script that's worked for you all these years after one season because things didn't go well. Maybe that would be his position. I don't know.
I agree 100% with you. I just think that you can be snide, a little bit snide when you're 9-3, but when you're 3-9, you got to give the fans a little rope to hold on to. Would you agree to that?
Well,
I'm not sure.
What would you have liked for the answer to be? Because I
would like the answer to be maybe a little more sense of urgency, maybe a yes, we're doing things the right way, a little more positiveness out of him. He's definitely not charismatic, the charismatic we're used to, and that's fine. I just didn't get any warm fuzzy, and I'm pretty sure he could give two poops less whether anyone got a warm fuzzy. And maybe that's him, and that's fine.
I don't know if you got a chance to. Did you get a chance to visit with Coach Petrino when he was here? Because
I don't think
he gave a whole lot of warm fuzzy.
He did.
The warm
not.
Fuzzy guy was John L. Smith, and that didn't work out too well.
Well, the warm fuzzy guy was Houston, and he was selling you a used Pinto in the meantime. But I agree with you. I didn't have a problem with Houston either, and I had no problem with Petrino being that way because I saw improvements on the field. And to be honest with you, man, I just didn't see the improvements that I would have thought we would have seen throughout the year last year. That's one guy's opinion. I'm not saying it's fact, but
no, I'm not saying they got a lot better. But
I think that the defense, like A&M game, I don't think not only did they not play 100%, I think guys quit.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think players gave up in that game?
Nope, I sure don't.
You watch it?
That game was down to the wire. Are you kidding me? There was until that pick was thrown late by Allen. Arkansas was very much in that game against a team that was better than them.
Not yet. Okay. Like I said, man, we're all tied to our opinion. There's no need to argue in opinions. I do feel like I saw players giving up. When you're not running full speed, pursuing somebody, that's pretty much not giving it 100%. We could all at least agree there.
I can't agree with that because I didn't see it. Well, I didn't see that. I watched the game pretty closely.
I said if, Justin.
Yeah. If, yes, you're right.
You're right. If a player's not, you know, not pursuing, especially in behind, you do things for pride.
Let's get back to the original point. What exactly did you want to hear last night that you didn't hear? I mean, you asked him if he was going to change the way he's doing things, and he said no, and that didn't make you happy, so I don't understand what you wanted.
What I wanted was a true answer rather than a politician dodging a question that I didn't ask. To appease the fans, obviously you won't win. So you're not going to do anything to win, Brett? Is that really what you're saying, or were you just dodging my question?
I'm sure he didn't mean that, because I'm sure he has every intention of winning.
I would hope so, but at the same time, you don't think he knows that the way to appease the fan base is to win?
I sure as hell hope so,
huh?
Yeah, I think he gets that.
What?
I wasn't in the room.
So
I don't know that you're conveying it. I would have to have seen your question come out of your mouth and see his response to said question to really have a good feel for this.
Was he distracted by the catfish? Because I've heard they have had fantastic catfish at that Saline County.
Hey, Pat, you bring up a good point. I may have been a little – I had about three plays. I could have been delusional. But, no, I understand. I understand what you're saying, Jason. I'm not trying to argue. My point is, man, he knows what I was asking. Any human knows when I say appease the fan base, I mean to – we're not used to 3-9. We don't want 3-9.
That
will
not
suffice.
Then why didn't you just say win, Shane? If that's what you mean, why didn't you just say win? Why are you trying to confuse Coach Bielema? He's had a rough year.
Yeah, seriously.
If that confuses Coach Bielema, then he ought to have fun playing Connect Four versus Saban playing chess. Because if he gets confused by appeasing the fan base, not equally winning, my God.
Yeah. No, well, I don't know that. See, that I just said what I said. When you say appease the fans, I gave you an explanation how he could have taken that very reasonably. I'm a pretty reasonable guy. Hashtag logician. I took that as maybe change my style. So
I didn't say anything about changing his style, though. He assumed, and I understand that, and you're right. I should have.
Well, you should have asked what you wanted to know then.
You know what I see?
You intend to win soon.
I cannot wait.
Because you're so to the point and not a yes man, right? Because you always say what you think, correct?
Yes, I do.
No, oh, good
Lord. Have you listened to this show?
You'll be struck by lightning within 3 seconds, you yes boy. Bye.
Okay, what did I not tell the truth about?
Hey, why are you trying to backpedal now, Justin? Hey, you know what I can't wait for?
Shane, are you done?
I think he
hung
up.
I can't.
That was the biggest waste of everyone's time ever. Shane, thank you for calling. You ask a question that could be construed three different ways to a coach who didn't answer it the way you wanted. And then you say that I apparently don't speak my mind now all of a sudden. I don't even know what the heck that means, but whatever.
I can't wait for Shane Bielema 2.
Shane, you need a hug.
Next year's Saline County meeting. Shane Bielema, round 2, baby. You better get ready, coach. Shane's coming.
It's not really. I can't speak to what you asked or how he answered it because I didn't see it. And, if you asked a question that isn't clear, I can understand how he was a little confused, bothered, whatever the answer is. I mean, however you want to construe that. I mean, he didn't take to it very well.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Anytime you ask a coach and use the phrase appease the fans in any way, it's just almost like something triggers in their mind. They know the way to win in championships isn't always the way that we as fans design it and draw it up. The guy's been, like you said, it's a big picture thing. Big picture.
Yeah. I do appreciate Shane. I think he's going to make our show for us. This will be easy. Now we can take 17 calls about whether Shane was off. I was there last night. I saw what happened. Or, yeah, Justin, why don't you just get to the point once in a while, you loser? However that goes.
I'm blaming it on the catfish.
Guys, we're going to take these calls in just a second.